And we will start off our quest, might I say, for sports news this morning. We'll try to start it off the right way here. I don't know if I can or not.
That's into the corner. It's carrying, and it's gone. And this game is tied. Jackie Bradley touches them all to make it 6-6. Xander tonight 0-for-3, 2 Ks. He's also grounded out to short. Zhu-Wei Lin is going to run. 1-2. High pop up into center field. Hicks trying to line it up. He will make the catch. Lin tag it up. He races in. He scores, and the throw gets away, and it actually skips into the crowd. And Benintendi will be brought in to score. Martinez will be sent to third base. And on a fly ball to center field, the Red Sox get 2 runs.
What a break right there.
Here is Mookie Betts, 3-for-4 tonight. Mookie's at 337. 1-1. Mookie swings and he hits it high and deep to left. Down the line it goes. It is gone. A 3-run home run. A Mookie moment in the Bronx as Mookie Betts hits his 30th home run. 5 RBIs tonight for Mookie Betts. Mookie. The Red Sox clinch on the Yankee turf. Good morning there, Mike. Is that good enough for you?
I think that's for the second time in 3 years that they've clinched the Eastern Division at Yankee Stadium.
So there you go. You see, now you can't say that I didn't play any audio.
Well, those were the only highlights you could play. What are you going to play? You're going to play the first baseman's 2-run homer or Stanton's grand slam, the only way the Yankees scored 6 runs yesterday? You can't play that. They lost 11-6.
Whatever. You're always accusing me of when something like this happens, you've got to acknowledge the other side,
I'm glad you played that one, because on that fly ball to center field for Hicks, who hits them to the sticks, he had no play at third. The guy didn't even tag to go to third, and he threw the ball like he was trying to throw it through a wall. And the third baseman, who can't really catch, missed it, bounced off his hip into the run, into the field, into the stands, 2-base throw whenever from the outfield. So you gave the Yankees another run.
Well, actually, it actually
like I've been saying all year, the Yankees are a very bad fundamental team and make a lot of errors, and it showed last night the home run that Stanton hit that got them back in the game. They gave it right back to the Yankees. And you can't say that the Yankees didn't try to win this game last night, because Robertson pitched, Betances pitched, and Chapman pitched, and they all got touched up. The Yankees used 8 pitchers last night in the game. Like I've been saying all year long, this team's not going to go very far because they're fundamentally unsound. They make a lot of errors, and their pitching staff is very overrated. And it was evident last night.
All right. We both got a win in the NFL with the Browns coming back to beat the Jets.
Yeah, never in doubt.
And the Browns have a new quarterback.
Yeah, so do the Jets. I mean, the Jet quarterback, you got to remember, he's only been a starting quarterback in his life for like three or four years.
But
so
he's
kind of like still learning on the job, but Mayfield should have been given the quarterback job right from the start of the year for the Browns, because they were going nowhere without him. And he played really well for them last night and sparked that team to a win, albeit over the Jets. But when you haven't won a game since December of 2016, you'll take any win against anybody you can. And the Browns won last night. And speaking of winning, the Mets won again yesterday. This time they waited out Scherzer to get to the pen, and the Mets did a good job beating Washington yesterday in 12 innings. Met fans have a glimmer of hope because the young players are producing, and as long as the Scrooge McDuck hierarchy of the Mets does the right thing this time and not like they did last time when they got to the World Series, they need to go out and get themselves a couple of players and trade a couple of pitchers to make the next step. I mean, Dominic Smith is not one of your players of the future for the New York Mets. But Rosario showing signs of life, McNeil, Conforto, there's Nimmo's playing decently. There's a couple of guys here that you're going to go to war with in the future, and there's a couple of guys like Frazier and Smith that need to go. So if the Mets do the right thing in the offseason, they can become competitive very quickly because of the arms that they have. So let's just hope the Mets do the right thing for the Mets fans for a change.
All right. So now let's go back to football. And where do we stand now with the picks now?
I'm 8-4, and you're 7-4-1.
All right. So I'm going to do the picks first. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
I'm taking the Vikings over the Bills. I'm taking the Bears over the Cardinals. And I'm taking the Patriots over the Lions.
All right. I'm taking Minnesota against Buffalo because Buffalo stinks. I'm taking the Eagles over Indianapolis. The Eagles need a blowout win, and they'll get it this weekend. And I was tossed between Houston and Jacksonville this weekend, but I think I'm going to take Jacksonville at home against Tennessee.
All right, so mark those down, and we'll see how we do.
Yeah, they're marked down in the litter box. In the litter box it goes.
All right, any racing this weekend?
Yep, we got racing. We got big racing. First time we got big racing near New Jersey in about 5 years. Parks this weekend. They got some headline horses running. The ninth race at Parks is the Gallant Bob, a $300,000 sprint. Unlike Haskell Day, Parks Pennsylvania Derby Day has some good competitive races where you could get some prices. Two horses I'm looking at here. One is the three-horse Seven Trumpets. Dale Roman ships in off of a second-place finish in the Grade 1 Alan Jerkins up at Saratoga. This horse was working well up at Saratoga and continues to work well at Churchill. He's shipping in. He's not getting cheesesteaks, folks. He's going to look to get some cash here. So Seven Trumpets is a must-use in this race. And the other horse we're going to use, Chad Brown, shipping another horse in from the same race that ran fourth in the Jerkins, had some traffic problems, the four-horse Engage. So the 3-7 Trumpets at the 4 Engage are my two plays in the ninth at Parks tomorrow. Next race at Parks, the best 3-year-old horse in training since Justify has been retired is running at Parks. That's the 3-year-old filly, Monomoy Girl. This horse is 8-for-9 lifetime. She can win on the front. She can win off the pace. She wins one turn, two turns. I'm praying that this horse runs in the Breeders' Cup Classic with the weight allowance and a win over the Churchill Downstrip. Actually, 3 wins over the Churchill Downstrip. She'll be a very, very profitable play in the Classic. However, this isn't the Classic. She won't be very profitable. The most she'll pay is 1-5, but she should win in a canter here. Midnight Bisou, the fake horse, is in this race. Mike Smith comes to ride the horse. Running at her best distance at 1/16, I think second place is between Midnight Bisou and Wonder Godot. So no big surprises in the Cotillion for $1 million tomorrow down at Parks. The 2 Monomoy Girl and use the 4 Wonder Godot and 7 Midnight Bisou underneath. Brings you to the $1 million Pennsylvania Derby going 1/8. 10 horses expected to line up for this race. Two horses in here I'm looking at. One is the 2-horse, Hofburg. Won the Curling by 5, albeit in the slop. This horse ran against Justify twice, and at Belmont in 1.5, this horse was making a little ground. Wasn't going to be Justified if we run against him 100 times, but this horse was, in my opinion, the second-best horse in the Belmont and came back from that win with a 5-length win at Saratoga. Training very, very well up Saratoga for this race. Gets blinkers on to stay a little bit closer. Hofburg's going to give a good opinion of himself. But my top pick is going to be the 8-horse, McKenzie, trained by Bob Baffert. This was Baffert's Derby horse before Justify. And this horse got hurt in the San Felipe. The horse hasn't run since mid-March, working out very well at Del Mar. Bobby Baffert has used the Pennsylvania Derby as a stepping stone to go to the Breeders' Cup Classic. He did it with Byron about 5 years ago. And I think this is his path for this year's Breeders' Cup Classic horse for him. So beware of McKenzie. He's going to be my top pick in the Pennsylvania Derby. Hofburg is going to be my second choice. And for local people, tomorrow at Belmont, in the 8th race, the Grade 2 Kelso, 1-turn mile, a nice race here. 2 horses I'm looking at. One is Still Having Fun, the 5-horse trained by Tim Keefe. This horse is another horse coming out of the Jerkins up at Saratoga. Got beat by 4 that day. However, prior to that, won the Woody Stevens very, very nice with a nice late run on Belmont Day at 13-1. So Still Having Fun is going to be one of my plays in this race. And my top choice is going to be the 4, No Dozing. This horse won first time out of the box up at Saratoga this year. Didn't get the best of trips in the 4 go. Didn't understand the ride he got. Rosario's off and goes to Still Having Fun. David Cohen, who was riding real well up at the Saratoga meet, gets the mount for Armand Delacour. No Dozing is going to be my top pick in the 8th at Belmont tomorrow in the Kelso. So a 4-5, 5-4 exacta box, and No Dozing my top play in the Kelso tomorrow at Belmont. So